Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs. Like your boss, still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay? It's Carrie, ma'am? Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jason. That's so good. I am a friend to the hip-hop. Really? When the hip-hop community in Minnesota is looking for their beacon, their leader, you know who they go to? Jason DeRusha.
Who else has brought Nerdy to the airwaves of WCCO
Radio? Nerdy.
Mm-hmm.
Should we try to bring Nerdy in and get new bidding war over Nerdy? Nerdy might be really good.
Could be a battle.
This is no shot at... Is it Mr. Nerdy? Is it Mrs. Nerdy?
It's Mr. D.
Okay. Mr. Ner, D.
Yeah.
Ner.
Yeah, you can call him Ner.
No middle
or Mr.
name.
D.
Yeah. How many people do you know who don't have a middle name?
I don't know anybody personally that I'm aware of.
My maybe. Father. No middle name.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. And never Sydney.
Is there
by
a
the
reason
way.
For that?
I don't know. He didn't know.
Parents just got, you know, start filling out the birth certificate and say, that's too much. We're good.
Yeah. Sydney's maybe. Fine. Maybe my grandparents on my father's side died fairly young to the point where as a 5-6-year-old, I wasn't saying, why doesn't my father have a middle name? What's your guess? What percentage of people do not have a middle name?
I think it's a very small percent.
Very small.
Yes.
Very.
1.7%.
And by the way, less Minnesotans feel like Jason is a friend or a guidance or the... overseer.
I think beacon
was a
good word.
Or the czar of the hip-hop community in the state of Minnesota. We're going to get to Tim Walz in a matter of moments, but we did talk soup and what type of soup you could have. Loaded potato, chicken wild rice.
Oh, there it is. Chicken
beer,
wild rice.
Cheese, lobster bisque. Well, la-di-da.
Oh, I like a good lobster bisque.
Gumbo, of course, Adam's Costco tortilla soup.
That's right, the greatest in the world.
Yes, a lot of chicken wild rice. The Lund's chicken wild rice is rock solid. There's no doubt. Broccoli cheese, spicy sauces with corn and potato chowder. And Tim makes it. Tim, bring that baby in. Let's
I would
go.
Take a pot of it right now.
Oh, my God. Duffner's Deli. Yeah, Duffner's kind of semi out by me.
Okay, I've never been.
In the Plymouth area. It is so delightful to listen to Susie Jones on the radio. I agree. She is a delight, and we have pushed very, very hard to have her on this show, and it's a delight to see her on Tuesday because we kind of tried to get this Tuesday thing firmed up, I think, 7 years ago. And so, again, no shot at Ari at all, but I think we like the chemistry, you know?
There's something between you two. There's always going to be something.
I didn't say it was just between me and her. It could be you and her. It could be all of us.
There's something different between me and her. But between you two, there's...
She called you a bird brain.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But she loves tomato soup more than any other soup. So who's the
bird
brain?
That's true. Okay, Tim Walz, just say you're running, man. I mean, how many teases do you want to do? Now, I get it. Because we had the unspeakable events of Melissa Hortman, Mark Hortman, their dog Gilbert, murdered, assassinated, John Hoffman, just it lightened anyone who saw the photo and the words of the person who tweeted out, I forget who, I apologize, I retweeted it, where John Hoffman, out of ICU, plenty of rehab to go, but getting better. And so I understand that the governor is waiting, but when he keeps doing the interview saying, well, if I run, I'm going to win. What percentage does Dave Harrigan, political pundit, want to say zero? There's no chance Tim Walz is running. And infinity, it's a mortal lock. Where are you at on Tim Walz running for governor in 2026?
I have to go all the way to infinity for mortal
That's
lock?
That's the max. Yeah, okay. The max is mortal lock infinity. Because I'm just a shade below infinity.
Okay. 18 quadrillion.
Yeah. He's running, right? He loves it. He likes it. He probably feels like this even inspires him more to run, and he wants to be the governor and win three times, excuse me, if he decides to run for president.
Yeah, keep his name right at the top.
This isn't going to cause him to not run for president, do you think?
No. No, not at all. He would be far from the first governor to say, all right, it's been fun, but I'm making the move during the middle of my middle.
By the way, he can run. If it doesn't work out, he's still governor.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
If it works out and he gets the nomination.
Kind of already worked out that way with the old vice president.
That is correct. He's experienced on having the fallback plan. So let's get to this. Okay, you can go with zero to, let's go 0 to 10.
Okay.
Do you expect him to run?
That's more manageable.
I'm a 9.99. I'm not going to say it's a mortal lock because things could happen, but I think he's running. I think I think it's very clear. He thinks he's going to win. So let's get to that part. So twofold here. Do you think he's running 0 to 10? And tell me who can beat him. Tell me who can beat him. Polling suggests, Dave, not as popular as 2022. We know there are times where polls are very accurate, and polls are not real accurate. His numbers on some polls have dropped. Why? Is it still residual from 2020, George Floyd? I think those folks had already decided they were out on him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it some related to some things that came to light during his months as a VP? Could be.
I'm sure it is. It might just be the fact that he was Mr. National Stage in the VP role. Minnesotans saying, I don't like that flashy Tim Walz.
Yeah. No. Also, is it possibly there's two Tim Walz? Because when he's here, he's one Minnesota Tim Walz. He's got the glasses on. He's somewhat subdued, and he gets out there on the road screaming. He's yelling. The jazz hands, no glasses. Very, very different approach. The spending of all the surplus. The kind of tied to the on-the-road stuff, the ratcheted-up rhetoric. Also, I think a lot of people, after two terms, 8 years, it's time for you to go,
mm-hmm.
No matter who it might be.
Yeah. There was polling numbers a couple weeks ago. The questions, do you like Tim Walz? The answer was more positive to,
yes.
Do you want Tim Walz to run for a third term?
Yes. Noticeably.
Mm-hmm.
Noticeably. That was a poll that actually was somewhat favorable to him, but you nailed it. Stepping on the touchdown call. There are people definitively who are saying, I like him, but I don't want him to run again.
Yeah.
Right? So tell me who can beat him. By the way, this includes, will a Democrat who has a chance to win run against him? And I don't think it's our guest tomorrow at this time, our friend Dean Phillips. I'd love for him to run. I'm going to say, if Walz, I think Walz is going to run a 9.9. I think Dean's not going to run at about a 0.3. There would need to be a lot of things to happen But like, what would happen if Phillips would have to run as an independent? Because I don't think he would beat Tim Walz in the primary. I don't. But if it was Dean Phillips, a Republican of some stature, and Tim Walz, well, I guess the Republican becomes the favorite, right? Because they're splitting the votes.
Dean Phillips, American Party candidate?
I don't think he's going to be part of the Elon Party. But guess what? That will be question number one tomorrow at 12:07. Who can beat Tim Walz if he runs 2026? Might be even more popular, polling suggests, in the metro area. Definitely less popular in greater Minnesota. Who can beat him? And do you think he's running? 651-461-9226 in my 15 minutes. Speaking of foods, a guy who was asked earlier on his show his favorite ice cream flavor, and he included mint.
Just a failure.
Oh, my. And we have him on the show.
Yeah.
That's on us. Who the bleep says mint is one of his favorite things on an ice cream cone? I mean, that's Guantanamo Bay.
There's no excuse for it. It's disgusting. Oh my, just terrible behavior.
God. I get it if like you're down to your 75th choice and you haven't ate in 10 years.
No, then you say, I'll just take the dry cone, thank you.
Probably right. Yeah. A mint in a drink or in a food item, sure, not in your ice cream. Get out of here. That bozo is going to be on with Ask Adam Anything in about 15. I'm going to talk about my friend and someone I rely on for important parts of my life, Amber Scholl. She is with American Family. She's been a part of this office for 15 years. My family, no exaggeration, my father, decade after decade after decade with this same office that Amber Scholl is now running. And for me, I moved back in the spring of 1990, and right away I continued to work with the same office. Car insurance, home insurance, maybe you have some real estate ventures, maybe you've got your real estate ventures, you own some apartment situation, and you're using that. Maybe you're dealing with a homeowners association that's a pain in the butt, a condo association. Or maybe you don't know where TeamScholl.com can help you out, but they can. Really good people. Know the system inside and out, and will evaluate what you have in a quick, expedient way and get back to you and find a way for you to save money. Okay, with American Family. How do I track them down? Website, TeamScholl.com. It's SCHOLL.com.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay. In a rare moment, you did tell me the bumper music theme today, so go ahead and share.
Well, it's a big day today. It's a huge day. In fact, it's so big, we're going to celebrate it for the next 4 days. Maybe not with the bumper theme, but it is Prime Day, kicking off. Who's excited for Amazon? They finally got a break. This Prime Day thing's working out well. Honestly. So we are celebrating with songs about things that you can find great deals on today and the rest of the week.
Here's the deal, to quote Mr. Hip Hop. If you want to save money, we're all for it.
Absolutely.
But the amount of media coverage on Prime Day is nauseating.
It's disgusting.
If you're a competitor, what about us?
Yes.
I mean, and I get, they're not Amazon. Hey, get it. Hey, Dan Quayle, I know Jack Kennedy. You're no Jack Kennedy. Hey, you outlet store over there, I know you. You're no Amazon. But like, when people actually report,
yes,
on this, like it's actual news.
Every media outlet in America, just let's just give Amazon 2 weeks of free advertising and call it news.
Because they're struggling.
Yes, it's tough.
Not a lot of people have used it.
Bezos is just about broke.
Yeah. Is the wedding over yet?
No, still going.
How many plastic procedures has Lauren had today? Calm down, Lauren. I mean, seriously. Okay, we're talking about who can beat Tim Walz. The last text is a guest on the show today. Sheriff Bob Fletcher. Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher. He's been involved in politics before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask him. But I'm going to guess he's going to say, my window has passed. But maybe not. I mean, he gives us good. He gave us the political nugget of Keith Ellison. He's going to run against Mary Moriarty.
Sounded very sure about that.
That was at the fair last year.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, we were supposed to have Keith Ellison on. Scheduling came up, and I just assumed, okay, he's not coming on. Came on the next day, and I think I asked him a version of that question 5 times.
You're very persistent.
To the point where he was agitated.
Yes.
Was not pleased when he left. You know what he didn't say? No. He never said no.
We got a lot of focusing on the job at hand. Yeah. Attorney General, this is my job. I'm not thinking about anything else.
Yeah. You will have, I think at minimum, 2 prominent Democrats. This is a separate position. We're going to run against Mary Moriarty.
Mm-hmm.
The number of Democrats I talk to on background who are not happy with Mary Moriarty, it's not a small amount. The Republicans just go on the record. Okay. All right. Other people who can beat Tim Walz. Somebody says Tim Penny. Again. Tim Penny is so in my wheelhouse, and we tried for Tim Penny. When did we try for him? Like 3-4 months ago or so?
Yeah.
Let's put him down for maybe next week.
Let's do that.
Okay? Because we have Dean, who's kind of in the Tim Penny wheelhouse tomorrow, and I just don't see him getting back in.
That's kind of another, the window seems to be shut.
Yeah. The Republicans don't have anyone to beat the governor of Minneapolis-St. Paul. A 9 will run again. That's an enormous part of it. That is it. Now, they've also run people in statewide races who just don't have a chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they're MAGA or whether they're such true conservatives that the liberal-dominated metro area where they can't get any help in that area. I think you're going to have somebody either who's so dazzling to the right that they're not like Trump. Let's not go that far. But Trump-light and like him that much. Or it's somebody who can appeal to some of the folks who voted for Obama one time and Trump the next time. And those numbers are higher than you think. That are just, man, I don't like how taxed we are. I don't like what he did with the surplus, but I'm not going full MAGA. You know, can you find somebody? And by the way, can that person's not going to win the endorsement for the Republicans. Not going to happen. But could that person, he or she, win the primaries? Tom Emmer. People are bringing up Tom Emmer. Tom Emmer is the Republican with the strongest name recognition in this state. I said this to somebody on Twitter. I think he has way too much power in D.C. It goes Johnson, Scalise, him.
Unless Don gets mad.
That's where I was going. One Donald meltdown with Mike Johnson about something, and like this, Tom Emmer could be Speaker of the House. He was, and then Donald
got mad.
Yeah, and so now Tom has done what all Republicans have to do now. It's sad. Butt kiss. And so I just think he has too much power there.
Yeah, Stauber's the guy if it's coming from representatives, right?
I think so. And he's given indications so far he's not going to run, but that doesn't mean much right now. Kenneth Walls. He needs to be a lot better than the two other times he's run.
Yeah, hasn't worked out yet.
He just asked me. Lisa Damoth, I think she could be strong.
Sure.
I really do. And then I'll mention Tafoya. I reached out to Tafoya months ago, friendly conversation. Said, you want to talk about it? Not right now. I don't think she's going to do it. But I think if she was going to do it, she would have jumped in now. I think she likes her post-NBC media life with her podcast, and Fox appearances. But she would have great name recognition. There's no doubt about that, and that's huge. Mint-loving ice cream fraud, Adam Carter next.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
A pregnant pause.
A pregnant pause for all of us to reflect.
Don't forget the soup.
Don't forget this. We're asking best soup. You could have one soup right now.
Mint chocolate chip.
melted. It melts in the bowl.
Oh, best soup. Not exactly a soup kind of day, but
Stop! Don't fall for big weather. You're Mr. New Calendar, and now you're letting Big Calendar dictate what you have soup. Come on,
maybe a chicken tortilla soup.
Thank you
from Costco.
Exactly. There it is.
I'm waiting for it.
We'll get to the text here in a second. Let's get them coming. 651-461-9226. It is July 8th, and Kirill Kaprizov has not signed a multi-year, multi-million-dollar contract. Mm. I did read a little Russo and Joe Smith stuff in the Athletic today, pointing out that when Draisaitl signed his enormous contract last year, go ahead, remind folks.
The Deutschland Dangler?
The Deutschland Dangler. What a great nickname.
It's fantastic.
Such a great nickname. Man, oh, man. He didn't sign until September. But if you're Wild fans, let's not forget, Craig Leopold, in the build-up to this free agency, said it's going to be like Christmas in July. I'm not sure 75-year-old Vladimir Tarasenko is Christmas in July. What should the panic level be for Wild fans?
Well, how many of there's 21 days left in July? So
you're okay.
I'm okay. Full confidence.
Adam, what is the Texas here? What is the number one thing WCCO could do to attract more listeners? We could use that. Let's go.
That's a great question. FM dial.
That'd be good. I don't think that's happening.
I know.
I was very excited, as you know, a couple years ago. The two of them, in fact, we'll just break some bread here. We had lengthy conversation about the two of us afternoon drive on the FM signal if that was going to happen, but did not happen.
I think you meant break some news. You said break some bread.
No, I liked it. I like to break bread.
You like breaking bread?
Yeah, I like breaking bread.
That's why you describe revealing something?
Mm-hmm. Because I like to break bread. Mm-hmm. Is mint similar to praline pecan or maple nut? I was told those are old people flavors. They are. That is exactly.
I put on my my white New Balance with the thick soles, tie those babies up, and stroll on down to the Five and Dime for a cone.
There we go. And then you do there? Break some bread.
Break some bread.
Yeah.
Mint chocolate chip is not an old person's
favorite. 100%
no, it
is.
Isn't.
Yes, it is.
No.
Or else a baby that doesn't know any better.
Oh, my God. You people. What's happening?
You people.
It's not an old person's flavor. It should be nobody's flavor.
Oh, jeez. But of the people, the folks who are struggling in the nursing home and we're saving a little bit of money on them, we jam the mint chocolate chip right in them.
That gets too spicy for the old people.
That's vanilla cups. Mm.
Bring back Morgan Mundane and the Farm Report. We were talking about this the other day. What if we had somebody start a show on CCL right now with an over-the-top gay character? How would the response be at this point now? Named Backlash.
Then like, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Let's see. Why do old people wear New Balance shoes? Maybe the theme today is just going to be things old people do. I mean, I do call your show the Golden Girls with the grandson. You know, because, you know, David's the grandson.
Yep.
New Balance shoes, old people. Your thoughts?
I think it's just a comfortable footwear.
It is comfortable. Mm-hmm. Do you like your New Balance?
I don't. The only pair of New Balance I have is a pair that I use for yard work.
Clanging. How many tennis shoes does that? Let's guess here. At the Rosemount Estate. Invited once. Couldn't make it. That was it, apparently.
One and done.
I'm out. Similar to most of Adam's relationships. Yeah. One and done. How many tennis shoes does Adam Carter have? Dave Harrigan, you first.
rotation.
Sorry, I'll turn it on. Yeah. Currently in rotation, I think he's got four pair. I think he's got one for yard work, one for clanging and banging, and then two just kind of every day.
See, I think he has. I'm not going to go rotation. I'm just going to go in the closet or somewhere in the house. I think he's got about 11.
No. Dave is pretty much right on.
You don't have a lot of other shoes?
I have a gym pair.
It's breaking bread.
Yeah, have, breaking bread, baby.
I think I have, roughly two that...
Got some pretty stylish shoes now. I think we might have to
Are these tennis shoes?
Yes, I think those are tennis shoes.
Okay. Yeah, that's so, yeah. Four is right. I might have like two old pair in the closet.
Okay, so now we're up to... No,
that's six.
Wait, did you count that one?
Yes.
Okay, so that counted in the four.
That counts as the two that I use every day.
He's a fair... I mean, you're dressing very...
He's snappy.
Snappy. You know, the old days of Adam rolling in here in the T-shirt, still happens occasionally.
Yeah.
You know? How many ball caps do you still have now after you don't ship them out for
Not
Smarter
many.
Than
I
Carter?
Just got this one this weekend.
What do we got?
This is Northman 22 Brewing in Alexandria. Great brewery.
Oh.
22 Northman. They have great great swag. Their beer's really good, too.
Adam, will Byron survive the home run derby, or will he get injured?
Trapezoid.
Intercostal.
Yeah, intercostal.
Yeah, trust me. I had the ribs thing this year. Do not want it.
No.
Adam, who is your favorite Cheers character?
Oh, my gosh.
Favorite, and by the way, proper over-under for Cheers.
Properly rated.
I think so. As an all-timer.
Yeah. Favorite Cheers character. Oh, there's so many good ones. I think for regular cast.
Yep. The regular cast got pretty big because Sam, Diane, I always forget Rebecca. Who was she?
Christy.
I was kidding.
Oh.
George, Wendt, Norm, Cliff, Frasier, Lilith. I didn't like Frasier as much on Frasier, but the short doses when Frasier came in, very good.
In fact, this weekend, staying in our camper, it's just digital antenna, so there was a channel that was airing Cheers, so I watched like three episodes in a row, and there was one where Frasier's dad was actually in the Cheers episode as a different character.
Oh, okay.
He was like an ad jingle guy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Cliff Clavin is like something about Cliff.
Well, you kind of were Cliff last week when it was, I knew the answer at Bar Trivia. By the way, this is another example of how old he is. He goes to a bar and doesn't play bar trivia, but he watches it.
You have to be at the start.
That's what old people do.
If you can't start at the start, then you're not going to win.
Yeah. But then you still were judging it.
Doesn't believe in a comeback. A
blatantly wrong answer.
It was Brasilia?
Brasilia is the capital of Brazil, not Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah. You were very upset.
I was very upset.
You have not been the same since. 651-461-9226. What do you have for Ask Adam Anything? Carter starts the day with a little coffee. So do a lot of people. And you want to have pretty good coffee, right? If you're buying it, well, guess what? You want to reach out to Aquarius. You want to reach out to AquariusHomeServices.com, and you want to get the Connecticut drinking water system. I am not team coffee. I've not fallen under the spell, but I am team water. And I make sure I use that Connecticut drinking water system throughout the day because now I don't believe how much water they tell us at times we should drink. But if you're going to drink water, drink the best, and that's what Aquarius will bring you with a Connecticut drinking water system. You can save up to 25%, but you want all the water to be good, right? You want to make sure that the water softener is installed so the dishes, your laundry, the shower, and also go to your utility room. This is how Aquarius has expanded the last 10, 15 years. Pretty much everything in your utility room, Aquarius can either take a look and let you know if you need to upgrade, modify, or, by the way, it broke and it has to be replaced. Great people, family owned since 1987. AquariusHomeServices.com. Okay, we had somebody call about this. And we talked about last week. I'm gonna address it again because it was a couple weekends ago where overnight we had some significant storms come in, like midnight, 1, 2 a.m. And there are some old school folks who we appreciate. Anybody's listening, we appreciate. Who are mad that we didn't go live at that point. Radio stations are just different in 2025. And it's not just WCCO Radio. This isn't a WCCO Radio decision. This is an Odyssey decision. This is a Cumulus decision. This is an iHeart decision, right? All the major companies deciding how much programming they're going to provide. The fact that we have programming Monday through Friday till 9 is such a rarity. I would say of the talk stations across the country, what are we down to? Like one out of every 20 has that or
probably,
something like that?
Yeah, if not more.
Yeah.
Fewer, I mean.
So, and also a bit of a decision may have been made. I think it's the right decision. We will certainly let you know about watches and warnings. But if we don't get to that, we're not going wall to wall.
Yeah.
You have,
I mean, unless you have a catastrophic event, obviously, that becomes a massive
100%
news story.
We will. That's why I said watches and warnings, and then it's getting really bad. If all of us are on, or even we've cut away from Twins games
sure.
still.
Yep.
But because of what I hold in my hand, the phone, all the options that so many people have. Listen, part of the reason Paul isn't here is because we're not doing as much weather. That's just a fact. And Chris, his main gig is 4. In unique circumstances, can we reach out to other people? Yes, but you have to adapt to budgets and how people are consuming information. So many radio stations used to go like ours, traditional talk radio stations, they'd have programming Saturday and Sunday. The fact that we have as much live programming Saturday and Sunday is impressive for this place. Because most of them just push the automation, and they do that. So that's just part of the financial reality of what's going on. All right, back to text for Mr. Carter. Adam, Munsters or Adam's family?
Munsters.
You're more of a Munster?
I was a Munsters guy, yeah.
Who is your Munsters guy?
Herman.
Do you remember when Herman was taking BP?
Yes. I was just thinking of the same one.
Yes. That's not as good as somebody else who was taking BP, though. Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed. That's
when
right.
When Mr. Ed is going up against, are they in L.A. at that point?
Was it Sandy Koufax?
I think it was. And then is it Johnny Riseborough or is it Campanella before the accident where Mr. Ed slides in to home plate?
Yes.
And the catcher has to climb the back.
This is pre-AI, too, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, that's real. I mean, that's a horse. Man, we could use that horse.
Don't forget Costanza taking BP, teaching Jeter and Paul O'Neill how to hit.
That's pretty good. Adam, when you run for the governor's position, who will you be selecting as your lieutenant governor?
I'm compiling a list right now.
Mm-hmm. Don't want to give any inklings in
Mike Lindell.
Mike Lindell. Well, you'll never lose, according to Mike. I think that's pretty clear. Adam, can they make turn signals brighter?
I'm sure they can. Do we need brighter turn signals?
Yeah. Hello. Just checking in. I hope you had a great July 4th. I'm wondering if you had a chance to read my email. Thank you so much. Is that to me or you, do you think?
I checked my emails. I didn't see any personal emails.
I don't know. This person might need to follow up, but that could be completely to someone else. Where did you stand again about the electronic signs with the quick, pithy comments?
I was either for or against it. I can't remember.
I think you were against it, and I was like, come on. I kind of amused by him. I'm not saying it's Chappelle.
That was Draz. Wasn't it Drazkowski that said no?
Yeah, Draz. I think, wasn't DeRussia against him too?
I think he was.
Yeah. Come on.
Didn't appreciate the humor.
Yeah. He's the humor police and the hip-hop police.
Oh, he's a friend of the hip-hop community.
He's a friend of the hip-hop community. That's Jason. All right, sir. Go home to your 17 tennis shoes and some mint ice cream.
Yeah, my wife texts me. She says I'm lying about the shoe count.
I believe that.
Just call me Imelda Marcos.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.